And you're welcome back to the programme. 7 minutes to 6 o'clock. And thank you to Mike Kelly for news, sport and weather. Now, I'm delighted to be joined online or on the line by Liam Horan. Good evening to you at this stage, Liam. And apologies for the difficulties earlier on, but you are very welcome nonetheless.
Thank you very much, Eden.
Now, a couple of issues this evening. From LL by email. I'm going for an interview in my own company next week. I'm currently a senior salesperson in the business and the position of sales manager has come up. To be honest, I don't think the current incumbent has done a good job. I have two questions. Firstly, how blunt should I be in my assessment of his performance? And should I outline ideas I have for the job during the interview? I'm afraid of showing my hand if I throw out some ideas. And I wonder, too, if that could be construed as criticism of the man who's leaving. What are your thoughts? LL by email.
Okay, well, it's an interesting question. I mean, I think LL walks a tightrope here. If he or she, let's just say it's a she for the purposes of this, if she criticises too much, they may think she's someone who thinks of all the answers and or that she's a troublemaker, perhaps, and that wouldn't do her well in interview. And also, there may also be the thing as well that you've been working here for a while. Why haven't you done something to try and improve the situation while the current incumbent is in place as well? So it's often easier to come in from the outside and make suggestions than it is when you're inside in a company already, for those reasons they're outlined. However, if she fails to criticise, they might wonder why she hasn't spotted the problems. Does she think that the current incumbent has done a good job? You know, so she's got to kind of get that right. That sort of balance between being too passive and too aggressive. What I would say is that she probably knows the people involved in the interview panel, so she needs to read those and make an informed calculation. Personally, I would say she has to offer some criticisms, but she needs to be very even-handed in how she does that. But I think that if she fails to make observations, however she couches them, we can talk about that in a moment, if she fails to make the observations, the interview panel may well conclude that, well, she's just going to perpetuate what has gone on here because she doesn't see the problems that have been here, you know. So I would say to try, in terms of the kind of language or approach she might use, she should criticise actions, results, outcomes, strategies, but not necessarily people or personalities. To keep it professional, keep it focused on what they did, the outcomes, the results, that kind of stuff, and try and steer the middle course there. As I said, if she fails to that, I think they'll probably conclude that she doesn't realise how bad things were here. But if she over-criticises, she'll go the other way. But I think there's a real opportunity in the second part of her question, in terms of, in the longer email she sent me, actually, I'm not sure if you read it all out there, she talked about throwing out some ideas and having ideas to improve the situation. Mm. And I think it's a very real possibility for her. You should always have ideas for a job, particularly something as developmental as a sales job. You should have ideas for promotions, motivating sales staff, reaching new heights within the sales division. So in that regard, very subtly, she can look to the future without necessarily criticising the past. And I know that sounds a bit like a Tony Blair line, a rhyming couplet. Mm. By looking to the future and having suggestions for the future, she may well transmit a great deal of criticism without getting bogged down in the criticism, if you know what I mean.
And would her attitude be determined by the circumstances in which the manager is leaving?
It might well be, and that's not clear, I suppose, from the question. Obviously, if the manager has been moved on and everybody knows he has done a poor job, she has more leeway then to be critical. But I think she needs to be careful about that, even if it is that, because, you know, she has been in there. Did she flag the problems? Did she sort of, you know, raise a flag and say this needs to be changed? Or that's not always easy when it's your boss you're talking about. But she wants to be careful about sort of trying to put too much distance between herself and what went on before, because she was part of the sales team as well. The business owners might wonder, well, is it 75% the fault of the sales manager and 25% the fault of the sales team? So there isn't a lot for her to be gained, I believe, in looking back at the past. I think she needs to make observations, but very much focus on what she can do in the future and hope that they see her then as somebody who gives real hope that things will be better in the future. I think that's very important. So she should be talking about how she's going to build sales, how she's going to deepen or improve relationships with customers, how they're going to perform more efficiently, that kind of thing in the future. And that's where I think she needs to find her ground and talk about actions, strategies, that kind of thing.
Liam, we're going to have to leave it there. We had hoped to talk about the length of a CV in terms of words and pages, and we can do that next week, but unfortunately, we're up against the clock for this evening. Apologies about that, Liam, but nonetheless, thank you very much indeed for joining us, and we will talk with you again next Monday afternoon, usual time, about 5:30.
Thank you very much, Aidan. Thank you.
Good evening to you, and thank you very much indeed for joining us.